on our West Air hotline is the mogul himself, Martin Baron, the pride of Quebec. Good morning, Mr. Baron. How are you?
Good morning. It must be a good show this morning. You guys are actually on time. Usually I get a phone call about 7:38, 7:39 because you ran long in the first segment, but early today.
You must be talking about somebody else, Marty. That never happens to us. I have no idea.
Yeah, when we're not late, that means it's early.
This is our on-time rule.
Marty, I was thinking about this. I asked Sal a question yesterday about a book, yep. About writing a book. You can write a book when you're done with this whole thing? Media mogul status, working not just playing in the league, but working at all these different outlets. I think a book should be in your future.
I actually thought about it later in my career, and I started writing things down like stories and funny anecdotes or some serious stuff. And then I've talked to some people that have written book, and there's a lot of work, and you don't have to write it yourself. You can have somebody to write it for you, but it's still a lot of work. So I want to gather more, probably before that would ever get to that point, but, maybe that's, there's many ways to tell stories. There's, being with you guys in the morning or doing some events or just hanging out on the golf course with some people, and then you can really tell stories. I like to play golf, so that's my way of telling stories.
There you go. How about the Leafs? I mean, I'd imagine that your time here with the Sabres includes plenty of memories about those games.
Yeah, there is a ton of memories, obviously. I remember that New Year's Day, 2000, I think it was, the turn of the millennium. That was a pretty fun game at home. Miro Chetan's wife Ingrid, who's a opera singer, sang the national anthem. It was really cool. So I remember that one. I think we beat them like 8-2 or whatever. I remember a game in Toronto, and this is gonna, I don't want to pick on anybody, but I remember a game in Toronto where Ty Domi was running around like a crazy person, and Brian Campbell was coming back for a puck in the corner, and I swear, like, Ty Domi was yelling at Brian Campbell, "Don't go get it! Don't go get it! I'm gonna hurt you! I'm gonna hurt you!" And Soupy absolutely stopped, and Ty got the puck. And I was like, "Come on!" He goes, "Are you kidding?" He goes, "Would you go and get that puck in the corner?" I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. I probably would let him go get it too." But moments in games like that were kind of fun and maybe different than other teams you play against.
They showed before the game the other night, Marty. They showed on the Jumbotron, a series of clips between the Sabres and the Leafs. And they showed one of the many, Ray Domi fights. It was a classic. Yep. I mean, those guys were just unloading on each other. But I want to ask you, I actually wanted to bring up the playoff series against them, okay, back in 99, because I'm sitting in the arena the other night, the Leafs come out, the Sabres come out, the place is going nuts for both of their teams, and I thought, man, if these teams played in the playoffs, what it would be like in both buildings, even the days between games, the stuff going on between the fan bases, it would be phenomenal. What do you remember about the 99 conference finals?
Well, I only was there for the first two games in Toronto because I was still in Rochester at the time, and we were in the conference finals against the Philadelphia Phantoms.
Yeah.
So we had about 4 days in between game two of our conference finals and game three, which was in Rochester. And Dom was hurt, and nobody knew that Dom Hasek was injured. And I came into Toronto, and I remember it was really funny because there was some rumbling that maybe Hasek was not healthy to play game one. Hmm. And all the media, and when I say all the media, when Toronto comes into town, even if it's a regular season, there's about three times more media than on a regular day. So imagine a conference finals in Toronto. There is a boatload of media, and they were all covering the player's entrance to see is Hasek going to be there? Did they call up a goaltender? What's going on? And I remember I came into Toronto, and Rip Simonic, the longtime equipment manager, and the Sabres decided, the best way to bring Marty into the building is actually through the front door because nobody is guarding the front door. So I came in at the Air Canada Centre at the time, right through the front door with my equipment on my back, sticks and all of that, and went right down to the locker room, and nobody knew that I was even in the Toronto area. Nobody had noticed that I was there. So I thought it was funny that, even though the coverage was amazing, and that the media was going crazy, and that you could sense that rivalry between the media members, the Buffalo members and the Toronto members. But, you know, little things like that go unnoticed. And there's so many of those little things in playoff series that are important to a playoff series. They're important to a team that the media don't know. So I can't wait, because that, you know, you could already start to feel the hatred from between the Toronto side and the Buffalo side, even just the other day in the building. Can you imagine if that was a playoff series? Yeah. That would be out of this world.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, so the game the other night, we were talking about this earlier. I thought, Marty, from start to finish, really, again, start to finish, entire game, one of the best games the Sabres have played all season, and I think better than any game that I saw them play in the streak.
You know what? The streak, there was some great games in the streak and some comebacks and an ability to create some offense. I think that's what the Sabres are struggling right now, and the ability to create some offense to be able to get to three goals, to get to four goals, and you know, be able to solidify wins like that. But you're right, especially in the circumstances. You look at playing, having to travel to Florida, playing Thursday, Friday, then you have a 2 days of basically nothing, and then you play Nashville, Toronto.
Yep.
I thought the effort, and if it has, you know, anything to do with, you know, everybody works hard in the National Hockey League on a nightly basis, but the effort to give the extra mile, the effort to get in a block, a shot block and get in a shot lane, just the effort to skate a little bit faster, to be first on puck, to get to the front of the net. I thought there was a lot that the Sabres did that they have to be really, really proud of the way they handled Toronto. And for a lot of those guys, you know, we've talked about, there's a lot of new players on the team. This Toronto-Buffalo rivalry and the fans, it's new to them. So it had to be a little bit of a shock, too, for, you know, Jeff Skinner and Casey Mittelstadt and Tage Thompson and even Dahlin to be like, whoa, what's going on here? This is unlike any other regular season games that we've played. So I thought they responded really well to the Leafs, who, you know, you say whatever you want to say. They're a machine over there in Toronto. They wall their lines really, really good. They have depth. The only part that you can take advantage of is their defense, and I really think the Sabres did a good job taking advantage of that that defense for the Leafs.
Marty, I want to ask you about both goaltenders. While we're talking about the Leafs, Freddie Anderson looks like the real deal.
Well, he is the real deal. He's their MVP this year, and that's a lot to be said with, you know, you've got Tavares, you got Marner, and Matthews now has got, what, 15 goals in 14 games? But their MVP is Frederick Anderson. And last season and 2 years ago, he didn't start the season really well. He was kind of searching for his comfort zone. A lot of time he was a foot or 2 foot outside of his crease. I mean, he's a big goalie. And the key for a big goalie is to try to make everything look easy. You don't have to put yourself, you know, challenging shots, because then a pass and you have to dive back. Like, Frederick Anderson has definitely found this game by staying inside the blue paint, by, you know, still being big, but he's always in a good position, and the puck always hits him right in the belly. And that's not because the Sabres are not trying to shoot for the post and trying to take good shots. It's just that Frederick Anderson has that effect right now because he's covering the net well. He seems to always be reading the play well, and he's always in good position.
And on the other side, Carter Hutton's had a very good year, Marty, but I think one of the unsung heroes, or maybe not talked about enough, Linus Ullmark still has not lost a game in regulation. His save percentage is really good. He has been a big part of where the Sabres are, and kind of sneaking up on people, I think, because he's the young guy, but he's playing so well at this point. When you see Ullmark, do you think sky's the limit? Like, what do you think with him?
I don't know if sky is the limit, but I think the Sabres are doing a good job. I mean, there's a transition period for Linus Ullmark right now, and everything's going good, and that's great, and he's playing well, and he's getting big games also. I mean, playing against the Toronto Maple Leafs at home is a big game for him, and he responded well. Playing in Florida on the back end of a back-to-back is a big game for him, and he responded well. So he's gotten points in the last two games that he's played, you know, against two pretty good teams. I mean, Florida were not the Tampa Bay Lightning, but still. And I think that the transition period where this year is going to be, obviously, Carter Hutton is going to play more, and he's your number one, and Linus is going to just kind of, you know, get some experience and get some maturity and being here for a full season. Next year, you may get more of a battle between the two of them, and, you know, maybe you split even down the middle, 40-40. In year three, if everything's going well, this is where I'm looking to Linus Solmark to say, okay, now take the giant leap forward. Be the guy, because the Sabres will need to have an answer by year three if Linus Solmark will be their guy or not. And I think he's on the right track for that. I think he's learning a ton from Carter Hutton, which is excellent because Carter is a really good veteran, and his sound bites after games are always dead on. And you're seeing Allmark, you know, he's got the personality, and he's, you know, a little quirky at times, but you're seeing him being very serious when talking about hockey. And I think that Hutton has a lot to do with the way that Linus is playing and the way that he's acting as a pro.
Marty, what specifically does the young goalie learn or look for from the veteran guy?
Well, like I said, you sit in the room next to one another. You pay attention to, you know, what's Carter's body language in between periods? What's Carter's body language after a game? How does he talk to his defense? Carter Hutton plays the puck extremely well. Well, how can I, as a young guy, be able to play the puck as well as Carter? And maybe it's not going to be like that, but Linus is a really good puck-handling goaltender, which is different from a lot of European goalies, but he can play the puck really well, which is another notch that he can use for his overall game. But the most important thing, I really believe, it's practice habits and working together. And Carter is not as big as Linus. Carter is a much smaller goaltender in the big, you know, he's not small, but still, Linus Solmark is a big, big goalie. How do you simplify your game? Because Carter Hutton's game is very simple. It's very precise. He reads the play well. He's in the position all the time. And so for Linus, who seems to be more erratic at times in the past, he's gone to the simple game. He's really, you look at himself, he makes a lot of glove save. And I laugh because Linus has that big windmill glove, but it's not one that he's out of control and he's sliding across the crease to make a windmill glove save. It's one that he stopped, he's ready, and then he just reacts to the puck that way. I think there's a lot that Linus is learning both on the ice and in the locker room with Carter Hutton.
Quick one before you go, please. Lawrence Pilot, Marty, when all the Sabres defensemen are healthy, has Pilot done enough to A, be in the top six, or at least earn a few more games to show if he can be in the top six?
I think he's earned enough to have a few more games. I definitely earned enough to even stay in the top six, but I don't know that would be the best case scenario. And for a young guy, you want to be in the NHL, and I totally get that. But your top six has played really well, and all seven guys have played well. And the experience that Pilot is getting in Rochester, you know, that he was leading the league in scoring at one point. Unfortunately, that's no more because he's been up with Buffalo. I think there's some really good things that can come out of that, unless he was lights out. Listen, in the next few games, if he plays 25, 26 minutes a game and he's completely lights out, then you may want to keep him for a longer period of time. But then you have to deal with waivers and having too many guys on the roster. So I think he'd probably go back and dominate in the AHL. But, man, I'm so excited for the day that he's a regular on this roster, because he's definitely an unexpected guy. Having signed as an undrafted free agent, European free agent, I'm just surprised the Sabres were able to get him. I mean, there was 30 other teams that could have gotten him, and he picked here. And the scouting staff, and again, Jason Bottrell, they did a fantastic job identifying that he would be a good fit here with the Sabres.
Marty, as always, thanks. Always nice talking hockey with you, sir.
Awesome. Well, you guys enjoy this football weekend. You know, there's only a hockey game on Saturday, so let's go Bills.
And an afternoon game. Love the matinee games.
That's going to be awesome, yes. And then there's a Buttes game right after at Harbor Center. So for the hockey fanatic, it's a big hockey Saturday there.
Make a day out of it. All right, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Awesome.
Thanks, Marty. Marty Baron on the Western Hotline joins us Thursday mornings at 7:30 if we're on time.